Today we will be continuing the previous discussion of doing things that the Shas and Chazal decided are kashal shikha, are bad for your memory, and as we discussed last time, the whole prohibition of forgetting Torah. Before we begin, this should not be relied upon for regular halacha. As always, a Rav should be consulted. So to start, I want to talk about one of the more common ones. I'm not going to go through each one that's listed in Chazal as being bad for memory, but one of the more common ones that people ask about is eating olives. The Gemara in Hurrius, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says, Chamisha Dvarim Meshachim Esalimu. There are five things that cause you to forget your learning, and one of them is Harogil Bezesim, which means that you're commonly eating olives. The Gemara then continues that there are five things that are good for your memory, and that is olive oil. And the Gemara says, "Mseyelil or Rav Yechanan." This agrees with the ruling of Rav Yechanan. Dam Rav Yechanan, "Kashem sheazayis meshakech limudei shel shivim shana, kach shemen zayis meishav limudei shel shivim shana." Rav Yechanan said, the same way eating an olive can cause memory of 70 years to be lost, so too eating olive oil can bring back the memory of 70 years. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara introduces us to the concept that eating olives, harogel bezesim, if someone is commonly eating olives, it's bad for your memory, and as we discussed last time, according to some opinions, that'll actually make it biblically prohibited to do so because it'll cause you to forget Torah. The Mashah actually says he uses this Gemara to explain an interesting point that I never really focused on, and that is, we know there are seven minim. There are chita, sa'ira, gefen, the seven foods that there's a special blessing on, and the Mashah commented that all of them are on the fruit except for oil, which is olive oil, which is shemen zayis. How come the one of the seven fruits is not an olive? How come it's the only one where it's the offshoot of the fruit itself? So he says, meaning it's chita, it's wheat, it's not bread. Why is it that this is the only one where it's not the actual fruit itself, it's just an offshoot? So he says, because we see from this Gemara that olives themselves are not very good for you. On the contrary, they're bad for your health, they're bad for your memory. Dafka shemen zayis, it's only that the olive oil which is good, and that's perhaps why it's listed as shemen zayis and not zayis. Rabbeinu Bechai al HaTorah in Parshas Vayishlach, on the part of Atetze Dina, says the following. I'm not 100% sure what this means, but it's quoted by a lot of poskim. Vod Yidua, it's understood, Shekol ha'ilanos yeshahen lev, kishetashach osan. All the trees have a heart when you cut them down. Aval ilan zayis ein lo lev. But when it comes to the olive tree, there's no heart. V'ulay p'mpnei zeh, teva ha'pri mishakech al talmud, umetamtem alev. And he says, perhaps because the olive tree does not have a heart, that's why the teva, the nature of the olive, is damaging for memory, and it's bad for your metamtem alev. I don't know 100% what that means, but the concept, the ikker concept of not having olives, is brought down by the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Ayin Sif Katan Yutes. It's brought by the Aruch Shulchan in Siman Beis Sif Hei, and by the Kaf HaChayim in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Ois Chav Zayin, and also in the Ben Ish Chai Shana Beis and Parashas Pinchas Ois Yud Zayin. So this is obviously brought down by a lot of posting. The question is, what are permissible, what are ways to heterim, to eat olives? We know a lot of people eat olives, so what's the way to fix it? So the Magen Avraham says something very interesting, that he says if you eat it with kavana, with certain Kabbalistic thoughts, on the contrary, eating olives can be good for you. What exactly are the thoughts that you're supposed to have? So Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Truvis, Shamas Chaim, Simen Mem Aleph, discusses what they are. I'm not going to get into it right now because, to be honest with you, I don't understand what it means. It's thinking about certain names of Hashem. But at the end of the day, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says that one should not rely upon this thought process for halacha. In Simen Membeis, he actually adds that it's possible that the Magen Avraham, based on Arizal, who said that you're supposed to think about certain names of Hashem when you eat the olives and that'll make it better, perhaps he was just explaining, if you see someone eating olives, you shouldn't question their religious level. Perhaps they're having those thoughts, but not necessarily that you're supposed to do it initially. Chaim Knievsky, Shlita, in Sefer HaZikaron, Chelek Beis Oisid Aleph, writes that it's dafka berogel bezesa, meaning eating olives is not necessarily bad. It's only if someone is constantly eating olives, rogel b'zesim. But if you eat it once in a while, it's fine. So what's the definition of once in a while? So he says, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky does, he goes through areas of Shas where the words rogel comes in, where the concept of commonly doing something, and it's clear from different Gemaras that if you do something once every 30 days, or perhaps once every 40 days, that's considered rogel. So perhaps if you have olives once every 2 months, that'll be fine. The issue would be only having it once every 30 days. The Yaivitz, Yaakov Emden, in Sefer Maruk Tzia, Simen Kuf Ayin, is bothered by the fact that a lot of people eat olives. So what's going on? I thought it's bad for your memory. So he says that the whole issue of olives is only raw. But if you eat olives that are salted or olives that are sitting in vinegar, then it's fine. He says, Masha'in niz noyagim li zahar b'zesim. The fact that people eat olives all the time, even people who are very careful not to do anything that would hurt their memory, the Gemara seems to only prohibit eating olives if they're eaten raw. The eat them for the meal. But the olives nowadays, which are sitting in vinegar and oils, the ikar meal is not on the olives, they're just as a side dish, right? Then it's fine. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara in Yevamah says that Rav Yochanan was eating a salted olive, and obviously Rav Yochanan would not do anything that was against halacha, and therefore Rav Yaakov Emden says it's only a problem if they're raw, not if they're cooked, or if they're salted, or if they're sitting in some sort of vinegar. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says on that, on this chiddush of the Rav Yaakov Emden, that the Meiri in Harius seems to indicate that all forms of olive are a problem, especially according to Rabbeinu B'chai, before that we quoted before, whether we understand it or not. Rabin Bechai says that there's something inherently different about the olive, that it's bad for your memory. It seems to be that all forms of olive, no matter how they're prepared, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld did say that if you eat olives with olive oil, it's fine. Now, this is also the opinion of Yosef Waltz, the Rav of Budapest, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky says he doesn't understand, because even if olive oil is good for you, but maybe olives are worse for your memory than olive oil being good for your memory. So why would that be okay? And therefore he disagrees with that. So that's the basic discussion on olives. One more halacha I want to quickly talk about before I go too over is sleeping on your clothing. The Gemara in Harayah says, Chamisha Dvar Meshakim Hazalimu, there are five things that are bad for your memory. The Yesh Aimrim, and there are those that add a sixth thing, and that's Hamaniach Kelov Tachas Mirashoysav. That's a person who puts his clothing under his head. He sleeps instead of a pillow. He takes his clothing and balls it up and sleeps on it. And the Sefer Leket Yosher brings down that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, he wouldn't sleep on top of his belt or on top of his clothing when he would sleep, because the Gemara says the Gemara tells us that it's bad for memory. Similarly, the Maril brought down by Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that all forms of clothing are a problem, not specifically a shirt. And the Maril adds that whenever he would go on a trip and he doesn't have a pillow or a pillowcase, that he would sleep rather on his horse's saddle as opposed to clothing. The Achronim, though, raise an issue from the Gemara in Tamid. The Gemara in Tamid, Daf Chafei Mebei, said that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were tired, they would take their clothing, their Bigdei Kahuna, and they would sleep on it. They would use that as a pillow. But the issue is, if the Gemara says that it causes it to be, it causes it to forget your memory, then how could the Kohanim do such a thing? So Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal in Yabia Omer Chelik Beis Yerdei Simin Ches explains that the reason why they were allowed to do it is because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash protected from having any issues with memory. It was a special schus of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also said such an answer. I'm going to be going over hopefully not more than 2 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah, though, I think there's a very simple answer based on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Beis, Sefkatan Beis, writes from the Sefer Magen Giborim that if you put something in between your clothing and your head, sort of like a pillowcase, you put something in between, meaning you're not sleeping directly on your jacket or your shirt, you put your shirt in a pillowcase, then it would be fine. So, therefore, perhaps one could explain that the reason why the Kohanim were able to sleep on their clothing is because the Rosh writes, the Rosh seems to indicate in Talmud that they used to put something in between, so because they would put something in between, then it would be fine. Rav Yaakov Emdin, in a Siddur, in Hanhagas HaBoiker, Seyd Levisha, Ois Beis, writes, V'chein HaMeniach Malbusha Mershoisov, it's bad for your memory, Kusha Meniach Aleim, Dover HaMafsik, Efshin Den Kveda. He also says a similar thing, that if you put something in between, like a pillowcase, something to separate your head and the clothing, it's fine. However, Rav Chaim Kievsky quotes from Achronim, from other sources, that even if there's something in between your head and the pillow, it's also a problem. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, in Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud, makes a chiddush that the whole issue of sleeping on top of clothing is only someone who does it constantly, but every once in a while, it's fine. Similar to what we mentioned before when it comes to olives. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't understand this, because the Gemara, when it comes to olives, it says harogel b'zesim. It says that it's only a problem if you do it constantly. However, when it comes to sleeping on clothing, the Gemara never mentions any difference between constantly and every once in a while. And therefore, they feel that it should be a problem even doing it once in a while. Once every year, it should be a problem. Similarly, Rav Avadya Yosef also disagrees with this chiddush of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld does continue that he quotes the Gemara in Talmud with the Kohanim. He says, how could they sleep on their clothes? So he says, perhaps the whole issue of sleeping on your clothes is only if it's your clothes, but if it's your friend's clothes, then it will be okay. And therefore he explains Kohanim, because the Kohanim's clothing, it's considered kadosh, it's considered belonging to Hegdish, it's not theirs, therefore it's not an issue. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, he questions this ruling. He says that even if it's not your clothing, it should still be a problem. Just to finish off, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, "Einay meniach tachas mirshoysav mamish rak samelch rashoysav ein lochush kach mevur beber shava." Rav Chaim Kanievsky does quote from the Sefer Be'er Sheva that it's only an issue if you sleep directly on the clothing, but if the clothing is near your head, it's fine. However, he says, "Besefer neferet shamir," he writes, "Al pi kabbalah," that you shouldn't even leave even near your head shoes or pants. He does say, though, Rav Chaim does end, the misnamnei malzroyoi shalavish beged nirashein lachash. Meaning, every time you take a nap and you lean on your hand, why isn't it a problem? Because now you're sleeping on your shirt? But he says that's not a problem, because you're wearing it, it's not an issue. It's only an issue if you take it off and then you put it onto your head as a pillow. That's when it's an issue. And just to quickly cite, as an agav, parenthetically, the Sefer Shmiras Haguf HaNefesh, Daf Shin Mem Daled, Ayisir Aleph, quotes that there are some that say that sleeping while wearing shoes is also not good for your memory. I apologize for going over. Any questions can be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.